I'm drinking a little bit, which is great.
Yeah, we got a Mai Tai here.
It's funny because that Mai Tai, this is just that serendipitous thing that I believe in, that the universe just does. But coming up with the name Mai Tai, MI-TY, for Mike and Tyler, a Mai Tai was like my favorite thing to manipulate when I was bartending.
Okay.
So Mai Tai was like my base drink. And I told Elliot the other night when he was here, because he was like, oh, he's like, you just put two drinks together and like made a signature drink. I was like, that's what every bartender does. I was like, there's almost no original drink anymore. It's kind of like, I'm going to take part of a Mai Tai and then part of an Ocean Breeze and then part of a Sex on a Beach.
Yeah.
And put it together and I'm going to make a Casey, you know, masterpiece.
Yeah, I'm going to call it something.
Yeah, the McCasey.
You know what? I love this Mai Tai. I love when I go to a bar and order a Mai Tai. Again, Elliot, just two shout outs right off the bat, told me to get these like canned Mai Tais once. I forget what the brand is, but he swore by them.
Okay.
And so I go, I buy them. I say, Grace, we're having a little drunk night. I took two sips of these things and I was like, I'm throwing them away. They were so bad, dude. They were so bad. And I, by the way, for those of you who don't know me, a little bit of an alcoholic. Not actually, but well, maybe. We'll see. You know, you'll watch next episode.
It depends on how much you ride the line.
But yeah, dude, I took a sip and was like, I can't do it. It was so bad.
Canned anything.
It's
tough.
Especially mixed drinks. Everything now is like, oh, we got a Sex on the Beach in a can. And I'm like,
hide it, which White Claw, fucking genius, seltzer it. You know, you can make any mediocre canned drink good with a little seltzer because it just blocks a lot of whatever.
Seltzers feel like the, like, Lay's chips of drinks. Do you know what I mean? Like, Lay's chips is like, we got a chicken and waffle flavor now. You're like, I don't think I want that in a chip. And you try and you're like, oh, it's not bad, actually.
Yeah, so yeah. Like, I'm not going to buy it every time. But yeah. I mean, I'm going to eat them now.
Yeah, you get and you see a seltzer, and if it's a crazy enough flavor, I'm like, well, I got to know. Like, when Mountain Dew came out with seltzers, I was like, I'm trying them. I need to know.
Did you enjoy it?
Because
I saw they have a Baja Blast one now.
So I haven't bought them since.
Okay.
But the first night I had them, they were fine. Is how I would it. They were good enough. Like, I wasn't mad that I spent money on them. You know what I mean? Sponsor us, Mountain Dew.
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll be happy that we spent money.
And I would love them. I'll drink one every damn podcast.
If I have to.
Yeah.
You know, when I first started drinking, because I actually didn't start drinking until I was 21. And it wasn't like because I'm afraid I'm going to get caught or like because I'm a bad boy. I just hung out with like the lamest kids at school. You know what I mean? Like, I think I was telling you this, that in my high school, it was a private school.
Mm-hmm.
They just would publicly shame the kids that weren't very good in school
in
any way they could. So when we got our grades, they wouldn't publicly show the grades.
Oh, you would post them.
But
yeah,
they would post out of the 400 students in the school where you ranked as a number,
that's
like based
so
on
mean.
Your grades.
That's
and
crazy.
I was like, you know, if there were 420 students, I was at like maybe 399 to like 410.
Yeah.
You know, and like all the kids that were just straight up failing were like 410 to 420. And so I'm like riding that line of D minus.
Like,
it just has my
D's.
Name and my number. Now my like squad in high school were the top 10 students, like 1 through 10, legitimately top 10
students. We don't
have time
for these drinks, Mike. We got homework.
Exactly. Yeah, so like they're just, I love, you know, if you're listening, shout out to one of you at least, but kind of squares, you know, and just kind of geeks and nerds. And really, I hung out with them a lot because they kind of looked at me as like the kind of ringleader of, mm-hmm. well, we're goody two shoes all the time. Mike's at the bottom of the class.
Edgy.
He's edgy. He's getting yeah. D's and happy about it because he's passing. And but like we didn't go out and drink. We just did regular, I don't know, high school yeah. stuff, I guess, that didn't involve drinking or getting laid or anything awesome. It just was a bunch of hanging out and playing a lot of Scrabble. And so
this guy's so yeah, good at Scrabble.
Like, oh shit, dude, when he rocked out the 50 points using all seven letters. Oh my god.
Is that a triple word on a Q? I didn't mean.
Get this guy to the academy stat. So then my 21st birthday came around, and I don't know about you, but before you had your first beer, okay? Like I don't know how old you were when you did, but I'll let you kind of, you know, go through that process. But before I had my first beer, I'd see commercials for like Sam Adams when I was like 19, 20.
Yeah.
Getting to be 21. I was like, I'm going to be a Samuel Adams. Man. I'm going to be a Sam. I'd hear the music and I'd be like, that's my fucking beer right there. I was like, those are my hops. These are my dudes. I'm going to be working in a Sam Adams factory.
You're like, I'm from Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I was like, I'm working on my accent.
Yeah.
So then I like first beer I ever took a sip of was a Sam Adams, just their, I think it was their Oktoberfest.
Okay.
I fucking hated it. I was like, oh my God, is this what beer tastes like? I was like, this is awful. this is awful. And I don't think I've ever drank one since. I think just because I had that horrible experience at first. Now I like beer. You know, I was like, okay, yeah. It's an acquired taste. But not drinking when you're a kid because you have the peer pressure, like yeah. drinking when you're actually 21. You're a lot more picky, I feel like, because
I agree.
You're kind of just like, oh, well, I can drink whatever I want now. I don't have the pressure of like, well, this is all that's available. Of course, I'm going to knock down 30 Natty Lights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I could just use my adult money and go buy something I want.
Yeah.
So I would drink the Jack Daniels flavored beers.
Oh, that's horrible.
Dude, I every time I see them now, I immediately want to throw up.
Yeah.
Like, that's the worst thing. And I kept thinking, I was like, well, you know, it's a beer. So, like, I'm an adult. I'm drinking watermelon beer.
God, I think I was 16 or 17 the first time I like really drank, and me and my friends would do the thing where like you got 1/5 of something to split between like 8 people, and you're just like, oh, we're so drunk, whatever.
Right.
but I remember specifically in college, I'd been drinking a little bit by then. Like I'd had beers and stuff. I'd found what I liked,
right,
kind of
yeah.
a thing. And I had a buddy of mine, and I won't say his name. He's a teacher now. He's one of my best friends. I don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
But he'd never had beer before, and I always had beer. I was like, come on, let's get some beer, and we'll see. And he was like, okay. And we got Coors Light.
Mm, one of my favorites.
Which you know what's crazy? I don't love it anymore, but at the time, like, I swear, I was like, when the mountains turn blue,
oh, dude.
It's cold.
I'm a sucker for a gimmick.
Yeah, I love a gimmick. Yeah. I'm the same way. And so we got some, and he had the first one, and he was like, Tyler, I got to be honest with you. This is the worst thing I've ever drank in my life. It's horrible. And I was like, but the second one is going to be a little better. And like that was the selling point on beer. And he was like, well, that's not good enough. And I was like, no, trust me. And by like the fourth one, he was like, I think Coors Light is the best beer, actually.
Yeah, there's nothing better than Coors Light.
I think that's how it works with beer, man. Like whether it's cheaper. And I agree with you now that I like have my own money and stuff, I'll, instead of looking at the 30-pack of Natty, I'll go to like a 6-pack of some IPA or whatever I'm into
that I can't pronounce.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm like, oh man, there's hops in it. Like, did you know?
Dude, that's what. And like, I would fall into the thing of telling people that, trying to pretend to friends of mine that know beer, you know, like when I was living in Kansas City, it's a huge brewery city. They have the Boulevard Wheat, you know, Boulevard Company there. And basically that's what, it didn't matter that it cost so much more than just drinking like a Miller Lite and getting the same amount of drunk. You bought Boulevard everywhere you went. You bought a Boulevard Wheat, you know, you got the lemon, you didn't get the orange,
yeah,
and you just sucked it down, and you're like, this is, you know, this is my city. I'm a Boulevard guy.
I got a buddy who lives in Kansas City. Sorry to interrupt
no,
you.
No,
and
yeah.
He goes on the Boulevard. He's been on the tour several times now, okay. And they do, like, the trivia thing, and, like, if you get the question right, you get a free chip, and at the end, you get, like, if you have these chips, you get free beers, right. Essentially. And he got, like, all of them one time, and some old lady was like, you gotta let someone else answer some questions. He was like, I'm so sorry. But he was just going, like, you know, he was poor. He was, like, 22
yeah,
or 23
like,
and was like,
beer chips.
I know I'm good enough at the Boulevard trivia to get four free beers.
I've been studying this all my life. They had to, like, put a sign out to be like, we'll be on the lookout for the guy
yeah,
getting the free
yeah,
beers.
He's got
yeah.
a poster up now.
Yeah, I found myself in that position of, you know, like, okay, like, oh, I don't really feel like hitting on women tonight, but I guess I will, so they'll buy me a drink. <You know? laughs> Oh,
wow,
like, how
I gotta
exhausting.
Take some notes
yeah.
from you.
Yeah, yeah, you know, like, okay, well, here we go. You
yeah,
know?
I guess.
Act interested.
Dude, well, okay, before we get any deeper, because
oh,
I am
yeah.
who I am, I want to give a little intro. Welcome to the first episode of what we are tentatively, did I say that, tentatively, calling the Mai Tai Podcast. I am Tyler King.
I'm Mike Casey.
There we go. And we have no idea really what this is going to be. Mike was kind enough to have me on his podcast. Give it a shout out.
Our Retroaction.
Yeah, yeah, you know,
which,
check it out.
Which, is the parent company,
mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't know. I don't want
no,
to get that
I think
bullshit,
I would
but
call
you know
it
what I'm
that.
Talking
yeah,
about. Yeah.
If you listen to that one, you're probably listening to this one.
Yeah. I mean, it's technically on the same bill. So.
There we go.
Yeah.
And we got some very, very kind feedback about wanting some more of this, so we're trying it out. I don't know what we're going to talk about, if it's going to be... It's not like drink centric or movie centric. We're just talking, folks. And if you have something you'd like to hear from us, give us an email. Mike set it up today. I don't know what it is. He's going to plug it here.
Yeah, it is Mai Tai Podcast at Gmail. Very official. Gmail all the way.
Shout out Gmail.
Just shout out Gmail. If you're typing it out, obviously, it just looks like MIDI. Podcast MITY because I can't do any of the fancy abbreviations or anything, but I swear it makes sense when
yeah.
when you're drunk enough to look.
Yeah, so email us, tell us, send us your problems, and we'll give advice. Tell us what you want to hear us talk about, and we'll do our best. You know,
so how this all came to be is I had so much fun recording with you on Our Retroaction. Check
Thank
it out;
you.
It was a lot of fun. You'll get a good backstory of the both of us from there as well.
Yeah.
But I had so much fun on there. I feel like we really meshed. The other thing was is that a lot of people reached out, and it wasn't just me saying we meshed. It wasn't mm-hmm. just you saying that. Other people were like, you guys really mesh. Like,
yeah.
Will he be on again? Will Tyler be on again? I really liked when Tyler was on.
I'm back.
And so then instead of just having you come on every so often, you had shown interest that, you know, you wanted to be
yeah.
in a podcast or start a podcast. And I was like, dude, I got the supplies. I got everything ready to go, set up and, you know, ready.
Yeah.
And so if you are a fan of Our Retroaction, the kind of cool thing, at least in my mind, is that I think we're going to try to put this together so that, you know, Our Retroaction comes out on a Saturday, this one comes out on the next one. And
yeah.
so now you're just getting weekly content between Jeff and I and Tyler and I. And this one, not as family friendly.
I'm gonna say fuck. And you people,
yeah, I've
you're
already
gonna,
said it like four
everyone's
times,
gonna have
like
to be
like
okay with it.
Freedom has just lifted on me.
If you hate that, send us an email. We will ignore it, but we will pretend.
Yeah, we'll write back, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but we'll put the asterisks in.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll censor it. We're human.
Exactly.
But,
yeah, we're not animals.
So I thought it'd be fun if you haven't listened to the first episode, definitely go back and do that. The episode of Our Retroactive that I appeared on.
Our Retroaction, it's okay.
Oh man, I'm a bad co-host.
Okay.
Look at that. Well, anyway, go listen to the pod.
We're gonna give it a shout out.
I thought it'd be shout out. Oh, this is already a disaster. I thought it'd be fun to do like a little.
Go give my church collection a listen.
I thought it'd be fun to do like a little intro thing so the audience can kind of get to know us.
Yes, yeah, I love it.
I mean, that's as far as the idea went. I don't know. Right, I don't know what the intro is going to be. We can maybe do a couple. Last time I was here, I brought to the table doing like a draft, doing like top 10 lists, that kind of thing.
I feel like if I wouldn't have stuttered so much in the top 10 because I was just getting pissed at nothing. I was.
Well, it was a trash list.
When you were saying things like GTA, Red Dead, I was like, like, of course, you know, like, why the fuck was I not thinking about obvious answers like that?
Yeah.
So it wasn't as trash as I was thinking. I was thinking of very obscure stuff. You know, I'm kind of like that guy when they're like, oh, do you listen to Fall Out Boy? And it's like, oh, no, I only listen to Icy Stars. They're the real punk band. You know what I mean? And it's just like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I feel like I kind of fell into that kind of territory a bit, and I got very opinionated about it. But, people loved the draft idea. I mean,
okay.
They were telling me to tell you, like, thank you for bringing that idea on, and they hope to see more of that because they're like, there's so many possibilities. There's so many different things.
Well, I did think of one. I have an impromptu draft.
Yes,
that
please.
We don't have to do. We can try it out. I think
just for bringing it back.
Okay.
Alone.
I think we should each do 5 picks again. And I think, and this is crazy. I did not
our
tell
top
Mike
five
about
Mega
this.
Man picks of the Mega Man series.
Who is the best Mega Man? What if we did? What if we did like top 5 fast food logos?
Oh,
we're going just on the logo. Now just I didn't give you any time to prep.
I know my fast food logos.
Oh
though.
Shit, Mike, he's ready. I thought about that. I thought about it. I saw a TikTok that did something similar. It wasn't exactly this. It was like specifically like red logos or something.
Okay.
But I want to open it up to like all logos and just we come up with.
Do we get to pick logos that have changed over time? So can we pick like an era?
I'm going to say yes. Okay. You can because I have one in mind that is a very specific, it's of a time.
Okay.
And now you were kind enough when I came on last time to give me the first pick. I'm going to do the same here.
I appreciate that.
Why don't you take that first pick? Welcome to the podcast, everyone. We're drafting again. Let's do top 5 fast food logos. We each get 5 picks. You go first.
Okay. I, right off the bat, just because I spent so much time here, too, I have to go with 90s Taco Bell.
Oh.
Purple, yellow pop of the bell. Right big with the Chihuahua, you know, that was like doing the Taco Bell, you know, whatever.
Yo
like,
quiero
Chihuahua.
Taco Bell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like right in that era of like going in and just seeing funky colors everywhere. But that logo,
okay.
Because then in the 2000s, it switched to like all black and white,
yeah.
Which I didn't understand.
They had a little emo moment where it
was
Liv
like,
Moss.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. But yeah,
wow.
I knew immediately as soon as you were saying it was like 90s
okay.
Taco Bell logo.
Wow, that's a strong starter. Now I have, I have one in mind, but I think I can get it later. I don't know if it's worth a first pick. It's not. Okay, I'm going to save it, and if you take it, I'm going to be so angry. This one, this is a little bit, it's a mainstream logo, but I think it's too iconic to ignore. Give me the Golden Arches. Give me McDonald's. It's just
classic.
You know, we've all had a little too much to drink and been driving when we shouldn't, and we see those Golden Arches, and
you're like,
"Saved!" Yeah. You pull over. You get your double cheese. You eat it in the parking lot. You take some time. I think the Golden Arches.
Yeah, the grease worked.
Yeah, exactly.
As much as I hate McDonald's, sometimes just like their politics about things, you cannot deny that however it came to be, that whoever was in charge of it and turned the whole thing into some, like, stole it from the brothers and, like,
yeah, shout out,
like,
Michael Keaton.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Fuck that guy. Yeah. Him specifically. Yeah. But, like, whoever that guy was, you got to respect that, like, he turned it into, like, an unstoppable empire.
Yeah.
Just insanity. The
McDonald's will be here long after we are gone.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
no matter what happens. And I agree with you. I'm... You know, when I was a kid, I was all about eating McDonald's. Hey, give me McDonald's.
Oh, my
and
God, dude. The
now,
Mighty Kids Meal was
iconic.
Yeah.
And
I was
now,
like, I don't want a kid's meal.
No, no. Give me the Mighty Kids
meal.
Yeah. I'm a grown up.
Yeah.
And yeah, now I eat McDonald's and I still enjoy it as I'm eating it, but there's a good 5 hours afterwards where I'm convinced I'm dying.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It is.
I mean,
McDonald's.
Depending on what I get, I'm like, this is it, man.
Yeah.
I've lost
last
everything.
Last meal. Here we go. A double quarter pounder, large fry, 10 nuggies. And someone's listening, like, of course you're dying, dude. That's,
right.
It's 8,000 calories.
Oh, man. Yeah. But I mean, just a iconic.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I don't know. That was going to be my number one, but.
I
went for nostalgia.
I like where you're at, because there's one specifically that I have that I'm nervous you're gonna take.
Well,
but we're gonna
I was
see.
Gonna say, I don't think that I feel like a lot of people forget about what I'm gonna choose for number two. And the reason why I like it so much is because I don't think it has ever changed since the day it became a thing, which is White Castle. I think their logo has stayed the exact same White Castle logo since the fucking 70s or whenever they started putting onions in their burgers and holes in their sandwiches. That logo, that haunted me, because my older brother, like, we would drive back and forth. At least in this area, you could only get White Castle in St. Louis at a time. Like,
yeah.
It was only in St. Louis. And that's where my parents are from. We'd go visit, like, my cousins and stuff there all the time. And I remember one time driving home, my brother got White Castle, and then he, like, also threw up because he had the flu.
Oof.
And so I forever hated White Castle, because he was like, I'll never eat it again because I can't stomach it. So I just went my whole life never trying White Castle.
Yeah.
Because I was like, fuck. But, like, that logo burned into my memory. Mm-hmm. Now I've had it now, and I'm
of
like,
course.
What was I been missing? Like,
yeah.
Talk
Crave
about
case.
Like, Crave, you know, like,
yeah.
Talk about, like, going to McDonald's when you're drunk, but going to White Castle when you're fucking stoned or drunk.
Yeah, like, White Castle's like, we'll give you 50 burgers for $10.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
yeah.
Deal.
And they're going to be real shitty when I'm sober, but I'm drunk right now. And this is awesome. But I feel like now every time I drive in Columbia and I see that logo, because we have one here, I'm like reminded of seeing it as a kid.
Yeah.
And my parents pulling up and be like, we're getting White Castle, and just like feeling sick to my stomach. Cause I'm like, oh God, I'm going to throw up if I smell White Castle. What happened.
Not to mention the Harold and Kumar of it
all.
Yes,
absolutely.
Have you seen there's like a graphic of like all the White Castles in America, and like, there's not a lot. Like, it's such an iconic, I want to see if I can find it. This is a great podcast. We don't have a visual yet, but, it's seriously like all white. I'm Googling. It stunned me at how few there were. This is it. This is it. Look at this. That's all the White Castles.
Oh,
doesn't it? Like, there's like none on the West Coast.
And we barely got some.
Yeah, and it's like. I mean, it looks on the image like there's like 30. There's obviously more than that, but it is so like in the culture with it because of that movie, because of Harold and Kumar.
Oh,
but,
like, I'm surprised it didn't.
Yeah, but there's not a ton out there. So, all right. Anyway, next. So you got, you got Taco Bell and White Castle. I got McDonald's. All right. My number two, I want specifically the yellow era of Wendy's. I want, you know, Wendy's, but like yellow.
Dude,
Wendy's.
Yes.
That was, I don't know. They did something. And by the way, this is a different conversation. Wendy's fries might be the most underrated fries, and they didn't used to be. They used to be pretty trash in the yellow era, but...
Dude, when they added the sea salt...
Yeah, that did something.
And, like, they added the sea salt, and then they, like, cut them a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, I... Sometimes I'm like, okay, like Wendy's and I fuck. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm all for that right now.
I love some Wendy's. I want the yellow Wendy's specifically. I think it's legendary. It's iconic. Who doesn't love that little lady with the pigtails, Wendy?
Oh yeah.
But yeah, yellow Wendy's is my next pick. I got a real yellow thing going. I mean, golden arches and Wendy's.
That could be a trigger. I mean, I've seen science on that.
Yeah.
Like people using certain colors to like invoke hunger in people. It's insane. I think I did read somewhere that like a lot of fast food places try to use either white or red white, red or yellow because it reminds them of mayonnaise, ketchup or mustard, which makes them want a burger.
That's perfect.
You know what I mean? Like easy. But man, that's a good one.
I felt good about it, man.
Like,
that was almost my number one pick, but I was like, I can get Wendy's later.
Wendy's, you know, and honestly, the fries went up, but Wendy's was on my like top tier list of getting a spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
And then something happened. They changed up their chicken or something. It's back down.
I've heard, and I'm not one to get a salad really ever, but especially at a fast food place. But I've heard their salads kind of smack.
Okay.
Yeah. But again, I'm never, if I'm in a drive through, I'm not ordering a salad. That's not who I am.
I think, what am I on now? Four?
Three.
I'm on three.
You got, okay. You have Taco Bell and you have
White Castle. Oh, yeah. Okay. So my number three, and this one is purely not because I'd say it's my favorite logo because I think it's awesome. It's my favorite because it infuriates me of like, how closely copyright infringement or whatever it would be of stealing someone else's logo would be.
Okay.
There's a joint called Smash Burger.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of it?
I've heard of it.
So their logo is the same font and the same color scheme as GameStop, but flipped colors.
Oh, so like
so
white
GameStop
and red.
Is red, white,
yeah.
And Smash Burger is white, red, but it's the same font. So we'd be driving around and I'd be like, oh, there's a fucking GameStop up here. It's a Smash Burger.
Okay.
And then the more infuriating, like, oh, dude, I could go for a Smash Burger. And I'm
and
like, that's
a
fucking
GameStop.
Yeah.
They're like, we'll give you $3 for a brand new used game.
Yeah, so like Smash Burger's probably like newer, you know, it's not like a nostalgic restaurant or anything, but there's Smash Burger. You go to Kansas City, there's one on every fucking street corner.
Okay.
And it just drove me crazy because then I'd be in the mood for it and I'd stop at a GameStop and I'd be like, damn it, dude, this is pissing me off because I can't see that well. So I'm just looking at the colors. Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, there's a Smash Burger right there. I'm stopping in. I'm like, damn it.
It's a GameStop.
Dude, they got it back. Shit.
Okay. Oh, I got you. I'm not even worried now because I thought you were coming for this. My number three is, and by the way, this is a restaurant that I don't love. I'll say I've had it, I've enjoyed it, but I'm never picking it. Someone else has to suggest.
I like the respect for going just for the logo's sake.
Yeah, Arby's. But specifically when they had that big fuck you cowboy hat.
They still do in some.
Warrensburg, Missouri. Shout out. That's where I went to college for a year. They have one of the classic.
You were
Arby's.
In Warrensburg?
Yeah, I went to UCM.
What year were you there?
I was there 2014, 2015.
Okay, okay. Because my ex that I hated went there, and she was there. I mean, she probably actually, you were probably in school with her.
Yeah.
But we broke up 2013.
What's her name?
Her name's Courtney.
Damn,
Bolters.
Fuck you, Courtney.
yeah, fuck you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know how much therapy I went through? Let me just break this down real quick.
And the goddamn Arby's was so nice.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. No, dude. I heard she's got a kid now. Whatever.
Good for that kid. Hope you're listening.
Yeah, big fan.
But no, that I think it's so funny to have that big ass cowboy hat, all the neon lights.
Dude, it looks like a penis. It's straight up like I cannot. I'm like, especially like, dude. There's no way. I'm gonna go on my soapbox.
Let me hear it.
There's no fucking way that Arby's does not say we have the meat and have that fucking logo.
I mean, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a penis conspiracy with Arby's, and nobody believes me. Like, you just think about penises a lot. I guess
it feels like it.
But I'm like, dude, I'm rolling up on that thing, and I'm feeling insecure about myself.
Dude, Arby's. Like I said, I never. If someone is like, hey man, let's get some Arby's, I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
But I'm never picking it. But their ads low key kind of smack the We Have the Meats is good. And I don't know if you remember, they had a dude on there who used to like sing, and the tag was It's Good Mood Food.
Oh.
It'd be like Arby's, It's Good Mood Food. And like,
dude.
I was like, man, maybe I do fuck with Arby's.
Right. You're like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you know. A good jingles, good, and also mm-hmm. like I also got, you know, the We Have the Meats,
yeah, hilarious
when it goes like boom boom boom, you know, yeah, like I'm no. like, dude, okay, and they got all the like low camera angles looking mm-hmm. up at the burgers like they're four stories.
Yeah,
tall,
they're always like, sensual. It's like if you want a meat sandwich, why would you go to a chicken place?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah. Isn't chicken a meat? And they're like, doom, 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 Arby's.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I guess.
You're like, shit, dude, damn. They, yeah. Man, they mess around out there. And they do have pretty good curly fries.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going
to respect
lie.
The curly fry. Respect and the curly they fry. Got a shake. I think it's like a Jamocha. I don't know. It comes. It's one of those, sometimes it's here, sometimes it's not situations, but it's like a Jamocha shake. It's pretty good.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, I got McDonald's, I got Wendy's, I got Arby's in terms of logos.
Okay, and I had...
you have Taco Bell.
Taco Bell from the 90s.
Yes.
White Castle at any time because they've never changed.
Sure.
And then...
Smashburger.
And then Smashburger because they pissed me off.
Yeah. What a spiteful reason to draft someone.
Yeah. Right. But they made the list. They got what they wanted. You know, damn it.
Man, I don't know where I'm going next. You got the next pick. I gotta think.
So, like, the unfortunate thing is that there's places that I really like, but their logo sucks. Like, Culver's, super lame. You know what I'm talking about? Like, that is the...
Culver's,
dump.
Yeah.
But it's
great
smashes,
as a restaurant.
Dude.
It's I love
so
it.
Good.
Their logo is weak as fuck.
Yeah, it's like, let's just like, you know, let's, but you know, they're like, let's just rely on the food, I guess, to
yeah,
sell.
I mean, they're like, but, we're going to let our menu do the talking, and yeah. I respect that. Who doesn't love a butter burger?
Right, exactly. And like, Burger King, you know, like, it's a burger, like what you'd expect.
Here's,
you know what I mean?
Burger King is the most underrated fast food restaurant.
100%.
That's maybe another discussion, but they get shit on way too much.
It does. And also, like, I'm not one to be like, oh, let's get Burger King. But, like, because McDonald's is up first when we drive down the
yeah.
line, you know, it's like Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King is like down at the end of the line.
Yeah, you got to
So I'm
really
always like, all right, like, you know, McDonald's, all right, okay, here we go. So but one that is also in that line that I think I'm going to secure for number four, and maybe this is cheating a little bit, but it does have a drive-through.
Oh, you okay? love to cheat.
I do love to cheat on my drafts. Okay. It does have a drive-through, and I would consider it fast food, but maybe not.
Okay.
You be the judge.
You know I'll call you out. Let me
KFC.
Hear. Oh, that counts.
Okay.
KFC counts.
Like the bucket
yeah.
of chicken, dude.
That's
like,
iconic.
Nothing makes me want chicken more than staring yeah. at a bucket of chicken.
Yeah.
I was just having a conversation with somebody in a lunchroom at work the other day about how I was like, it doesn't matter what, I could eat any chicken mm-hmm. any day, every single day. I love chicken so much. It's delicious.
Okay.
And I could eat it any way that you prepped it. As long as it's like actually chicken, I'm here for it.
Respect.
And man, every time I pass by, sometimes when I'm like mm-hmm. at McDonald's for like a quick fix, I'm like staring at KFC, and I
yeah.
see that bucket, and I'm like, dude, I could smash a bucket of chicken.
It's like
right
the
now.
Meme of the dude, like, looking back at that other girl, like, you're yeah. holding McDonald's hand, yeah. but you're like, KFC? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think I got to go with the bucket and the Colonel, man.
Like, I was going to say, I respect it, and, like, again, this is a different draft, but mascots alone, the Colonel, iconic.
Dude, he is, Yeah.
The Colonel.
Man. No way that dude's not just like getting laid 20, like just dumping his 11 herbs and seasons in every woman he's ever met.
God. Okay. So where am I going to, cause I had kind of a similar issue that you had with Culver's. Like Sonic came to mind, but ultimately that logo's not that exciting.
Okay.
It doesn't do a ton for me.
And also like, I was always so mad when I found out that Sonic wasn't after Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, it okay. It meant
like Sonic as in we're just like Sonic, like we're fast. Like,
I was mad. We're on
rollerblades.
Well, that's what I was. I was mad that like anytime I see Sonic in an ad, in a movie, whatever, they're always on roller skates. Yeah. I don't know what the Sonics are like nationwide. I'm going to tell you. We got like six of them in Columbia. Not a single person is on roller skates. Dude,
I think one time I lost my mind because there was somebody that was doing it in Jeff City.
Yeah,
you know what, the town I grew up in. They were doing it there, and I was like, oh my god, what is happening? It was one person.
Yeah,
you know? And they weren't very good at it. But I think they were just doing like going like very slow. Yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm here for this. But
so I can't take Sonic. I got two picks left. I feel like I need a chicken spot. I'm pretty beef heavy right now. The other places they have chicken, but no one's going there for it.
Right.
Okay. Oh, this could tank my draft, Mike. This is the people I'm gonna get hate. People are gonna be mad about it. I'm going to take Popeyes.
Okay.
Now, I don't love the logo, but listen, this is also a fourth round pick. You know, we could get some good value there.
I'm also slightly thinking this draft of, like, these are also the only restaurants I could ever go to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
What I like about Popeyes, while the logo is not super inspired, they're bold colors. Yes. You don't see a ton of orange.
It makes me like think of like a honey mustard sauce or something.
You see it down on the highway, you know it's a Popeyes. Absolutely. It pulls you right out.
Yeah.
You get that Popeyes.
That was gonna be my number five. Okay. So like I'm there for that.
Okay.
I didn't want to double up on chicken one right after the other, but I am there for that. That's solid. And I'm on number five right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay, I got to make this real good. There's, like, ones that I'm, like, trying to pull and remember what they look like Quiznos, when those were around.
That looks like a secret QAnon place now. Like, that big-ass Q in red and then Isnos.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I can see why you guys left as long as you did. And then, like, you know, definitely don't want to be associated with Subway, that's for sure.
Subway is like, I guess we got to get a sandwich.
I know exactly what I'm going to pick, and I'm going to kind of do the same thing that you did.
Okay.
Where it's like, you just know what this is when you look at it, but it's not the most inspired logo of all time.
Okay.
Jimmy John's.
Wow. Because they were on my board. Yeah.
You know, the JJ, you could go with JJ or you could go with Jimmy John's, but the thing also is that if you don't know, first of all, Jimmy John is like a real dude.
Yeah, Jimmy's okay? Johns.
He is fucking hilarious. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever watched interviews with him.
I have.
Dude, he's so funny. I wish I could party with Jimmy John. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, I'm going to just put him on there just for the sake of, like, if somehow he heard this, Jimmy, I want to party with you, man. Like, I want to party with you so hard.
Underrated part of Jimmy John's. This doesn't happen a ton. If you go in a Jimmy John's and you sit down and eat in the Jimmy John's, you look around at the like decor they have, and they have all these like the 10 rules of eating sandwiches or whatever. They're very funny. They're little quips.
Right.
They're just, you know, use two hands, whatever, just stuff like that. Jimmy John's underrated. I love that pick.
Also, and this is like one of those weird things.
Mm-hmm.
They have the best ice for like fountain drinks.
Yeah.
Now like Sonic is pretty good. Sonic's pretty good. Yeah. But I feel like with Sonic it melts really fast.
Yeah.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to a Jimmy John's, any ice machine that they have. It's like their own fucking thing.
Okay.
And like, fill up your cup and then fill it with a drink and tell me that it doesn't taste different than if you got it from McDonald's. Like, it's kind of insane. It's like shaved ice, but somehow it doesn't melt hella fast. Like, it stays in there super
really
long. It's almost like Willy Wonka's back there making their ice warm, dude. Like, it's like, oh, it stays cold for hours. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, alone, sometimes I'll go into a Jimmy John's just to get a drink.
Okay.
Because it's insane.
I got to say, I'm jealous of that pick because I wanted to get a sandwich guy on the roster.
There's still some good ones out there.
But listen, I'm not going to Subway because, again, this is a logo draft.
Right.
So we got to take the food out of it. We're just looking at the aesthetics. And Subway, it's uninspired. I'm sorry. I like that they have the arrows on the arrows, S and the Y, but like, it doesn't do it for me. A logo. This is, again, kind of like with my Popeyes pick. I know there's one I gotta be forgetting, but that's okay. I'm going with it. This is just a logo where you see it and you know what it is. Give me Jack in the Box.
Oh,
dude, they got that big. They got that big box.
100%.
The guy is on it. Jack in the Box. Yes. You know. And by the way, Jack in the Box, underrated in terms of media. Their commercials used to be so funny.
I'm so pissed they got rid of the one.
I'm so mad. They were the only fast food place here in Columbia. Maybe not the only. The only one I knew about that was 24 hours.
Yes.
So it'd be like 3 a.m.
And also, weirdly, their egg rolls were
egg rolls
best.
Phenomenal.
So good.
Tacos, kind of trash, but they're a dollar and you get two. Delicious.
Yeah.
Love a burger from Jack in the Box.
It's like a street taco and a drive-thru.
Also, underrated breakfast joint. I'm telling you, you get the guy, so like, you know, on their normal menu, you get like the Bacon Ultimate Jack or whatever. So they have essentially the same thing, but for breakfast. It's like the Breakfast Jack, the Breakfast Ultimate Jack, and it's literally like a McGriddle, but they're on croissants. And let me tell you something. I love a croissant. You put it on a croissant, now we're in business.
Dude, we need to do a Jack in the Box road trip.
Dude, yeah.
Somewhere. I mean, that's
we're
going
to do a live pod from any Jack in the Box that will have us.
Honestly, okay, so I'm going to get back to the draft and wrap it up here in a second. But on that point, I can't remember his name, so I don't want to say it wrong, but there's some very famous, well-known YouTuber that did a trip around the U.S. where he and a friend visited every single Rainforest Cafe that still was in existence.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 24 of them or something, but they literally had to drive like all the way around the U.S. and then come back to it. And it was like this 2-month-long trip that they took or something, doing every... And, like, he talks about how, like, the different... Like, he breaks down the quality. He got different meals at each one. You know what I mean? Like, he did all this stuff for it. And then he was just talking about how, like, almost led him into depression because of, like, just eating the same thing. And looking like, only looking forward to going to the next Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah.
But, man, I'd do that for Jack in the Box.
Yeah, I would,
100%.
Dude, I was so mad when they closed Jack in the Box. People were like, oh, it's so gross. It's nasty. Man, it's fast food. It's going to be gross.
I know, and that's the point, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're too sober eating Jack in the
Box. Yeah, if you're going to Jack in the Box at, like, 2 in the afternoon looking for a good meal, like, that's on you.
Back to White Castle, man. Like, McDonald's burger, I have to be real desperate to, like, heat it up the next day. I was eating White Castle burgers for 4 days after we got that box. They had been sitting out on the counter for a while. I was like, whatever, you know. I was like, I'm gonna heat one up. I'll just burn off whatever germs.
Yeah, we'll nuke it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nuke it up, and I'm still smashing it. Like, this is the best thing I've ever had.
Man.
McDonald's burger, though, I'm like, ooh, no, that window has passed. No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm real fast food the next day stuff. I remember my mom used to always, like, when we would go to Taco Bell or whatever, always order something for the next day, like, intentionally.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so she would get whatever she's going to eat tonight and get something with the idea that that's lunch tomorrow. And as an adult, I respect that. Like, if we go out somewhere decent, like, not fast food, I'm like, oh, yeah, I can take this for lunch tomorrow. I struggle to think of a fast food joint where I'm like, I'm going to heat it up tomorrow. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, ordering this to eat it today.
And like, also, like, you know, and no shame to anybody that does do this out yeah. there anywhere, but, like, if I'm bringing, like, a McDonald's burger next day to work to heat up and somebody sees me heating, like,
oh.
I'm thinking that they're going to start putting money in my pocket, like, oh, you poor thing. Yeah. Like, you know, like, sorry you fell in hard times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, something just feels kind of self-conscious, by the way, about it.
If you see me doing that, no, you didn't. Don't be the guy who says something. Yeah. Like, yeah. I there's nothing worse than you're heating something up, you're a little ashamed about it, and someone's like, Is that a McDouble in the microwave right now? Like, no, leave me alone.
Right,
clearly I'm going through some shit.
It's a gourmet McDouble.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, there's only so many places where I'll eat the next day. But shout out to my buddy Colin. He's the one that made our music.
Thank you, Colin.
Oh, my gosh. He's a musical genius. But he also made the music for Our Retrolection. But when him and I were roommates, I learned from him the, I'm going to get this for later.
Uh-huh.
Because he would be like, okay, like, here's my order. And he's like, all right, can I get another order of, like, the exact same thing? And he'd be like, okay, yeah. And then he'd be like, well, I'm going to have that later. You know, it wouldn't be the next day, but it was like, you know, after like 7 hours of gaming, he'd be like, all right, time to wrap, you know, that 5-layer bean beef burrito.
Yeah.
Here we go. And, but dude, our, and this, I wouldn't consider this a fast food restaurant by any means, but like our go-to spot, Quick Trip.
Oh yeah.
And I can eat Quick Trip food next day.
Little, like, buffalo chicken log.
Dude,
little,
the buffalo chicken steaks are so good.
Dude, I was the same way. It was always sandwich places though.
Okay.
So like Jersey Mike's.
Yeah.
You know, you can get the normal sub for like $10 or you can get a giant sub for like 20, and everyone's like, who's gonna eat that much? I'm like, no, I just ordered two sandwiches.
Right, yeah.
I'm gonna take that other one, put it in the fridge. Or for a while, I did that at Five Guys, which is dangerous. I would get two burgers, I would eat one, I would eat some fries, throw the other burger in the fridge, heat that boy up later. But if you all are going to be sticking around listening, you're going to find very quickly, I'm a burger boy. Okay.
Dude,
I love a burger.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where I loved Five Guys so much that I was eating that second burger. It wasn't making it to the next
day.
But
I would damn near say that a Five Guys burger, like, you know, you go to McDonald's, you can't heat that up next day and it tastes the same. But a Five Guys burger is almost in the same vein of, like, I grilled burgers last night.
Yeah.
And I'm just having one for dinner again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it
Five
doesn't
guys,
feel that gross
no,
to me.
I almost, like, it's a chain restaurant, but I don't really consider Five Guys fast food.
No, it's
like,
I consider it a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's
I'll
like,
sit in a Five Guys and eat while they yell fucking four in the door as, like, other people come in.
Right.
Yeah.
The first time I had a Five Guys was out in Kansas City, but I hadn't lived there yet. I think I was in high school. And have you ever heard of a water park called Schlitterbahn?
Yeah, I know Schlitterbahn.
Dude. Okay, well, they closed down. Mm-hmm. Super unfortunate. I mean, okay, well, this is super mean. Never mind. Let me backtrack. It's very unfortunate that a kid had to die. I was about to say, it's very unfortunate that he died and it closed down.
It sucks that kid ruined it for everyone.
I mean, that's what the... Okay. That is not... what I meant was is that it's very unfortunate that happened.
Yeah.
And I understand why they closed down. I still was kind of like, can't they just close down that part of it? But like, there's a whole other... Anyway, sucks. It sucks. Yeah. Now, also, there is proof that was on the Verruckt in Kansas City. It's a horrible story. I really do. Like, all joking aside, it is a horrible story. But I did call it. Literally, there is a Facebook post that I see that I still bring up. That I bring up literally when it was being built, because everybody knew that I love Schlitterbahn, and it was being built when I was living in Kansas City. And my buddies would like send it to me, and they're like, "Oh, Mike, like you're gonna get on the Verruckt, man! Like, you know, you got to get on the Verruckt, dude." And I was like, bro, I was like, they got to change that thing to the decapitator. It's like, it's going to kill somebody. And I'm commenting that in publicly on Facebook, and it still comes up as like, 12 years ago, you mentioned this comment.
12 years ago, you said a kid was going to die on this.
I will send that off to my buddies privately and be like, oh, well, now it's public. But, you know, I'll be like, oh, look, remember what I said? Uh-oh. I was like, not to be that guy, but like, it kind of, you know, like,
Oh my God.
And so,
dude.
Like, but I was like, hell no, I'm not. And some of my buddies did get on it, and I was like, dude, there's no way that's safe. Like, there is absolutely no fucking way that that is safe. But all that to say is that before that was a thing, we went to Schlitterbahn. I fell in love. I don't really like water parks, but it was the coolest fucking thing I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, my friend's aunt that like took us there, she was like loaded with huge house mansion in Kansas City. She was like, I'm taking everybody to Five Guys. And I was like, I don't know what that is. And she's like, you haven't been to a Five Guys. And so we're going in there, we're dripping wet. And she, you know, they're just like, four in the door, you know, screaming. And I'm like, whoa, it's like real aggressive.
I love when they do that.
Yeah. And so I'm like going up and I was like, oh, I'll get a burger. Because I was like, I'm cold and wet, yeah, like sniffling. Like, I don't know, like, what I want. And they're just like, what do you want, kid? What do you want? Like, next up, next up. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. And like, dude, that, I don't know if it's just because I was out in the sun all day and I don't really do that, or I was like swimming all day, but like, man, that burger hit like it never has hit before.
Dude, the first time I went there, I went alone, which is kind of sad.
Date night.
Yeah. But I don't know if you've ever walked in a Five Guys and just heard one in the door. It is a sad tale.
That's
just your one. They don't even yell it with the same energy. Like, one, yeah, they're one. Just like one in the door. Maybe someone's parking the car. I walked in there and I ordered my burger. I was like, hanging a bacon double cheeseburger, you know, whatever on it. And then I was like, and a large fry. And the guy was like, you don't want a large fry. And I was like, okay, well, I do. I think I know how much I can eat. Give me a large fry. I didn't know that they do the thing where, like, they fill the fucking bag up with fries and then give you a little cup of fries.
Yeah.
Dude, but I felt like my pride was on the line. I ate all of them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, I've never been that sick. But I went back. Listen, I still love Five Guys. That was on me. That wasn't on the restaurant. Too often, I think people blame the restaurant because they overate. That's not the restaurant's fault. You don't need four double cheeseburgers. That was a crazy thing to order. Don't blame the restaurant. You know your fucking portion control.
Right. Oh, man. And I mean, just speaking of like Five Guys, another burger place that I kind of put on that level of like, I feel like this is just like grilling a burger.
Yeah.
One of the worst names for a restaurant ever.
Oh.
Mad Cow.
Mad Cow.
Mad Cow Burgers.
I got some beef with Mad Cow.
Good. Ding.
I wasn't even saying that, like, but you go ahead.
No.
Tell your Mad Cow story.
Well, I was going to say, they got beef with everybody.
Yeah.
that's where I was going. I was just going to say that, like, horrible, horrible name for a restaurant, but so good. Like, I wouldn't say that I like them better than Five Guys because the fries at Five Guys are insane.
Yeah.
But, like, just that burger, man, it just hits different sometimes.
So, my beef with Mad Cow is because of my own stupidity. I didn't realize they were a chain.
So, I didn't know they were a chain. I thought it was just a place here.
Oh, are they?
Okay, oh, I have no idea.
This may destroy my whole argument.
I never looked into it. I just assumed.
Okay, I don't know for sure. I thought they were a local place, too. Maybe they are. And I just feel like they're just copying Five Guys. I went to Mad Cow. Someone, my boy, Tashawn, who used to work at the food bank with me, shout out to Sean, was like, man, if you love Five Guys, you got to try Mad Cow. And I went in there, and I was like, this is if Five Guys was not as good. That's what it felt like to me. But
that
I agree.
That is true.
Decent burger. I liked the burger. It was good. The fries, not good. And I was just like, this is not, it just feels like a copycat.
Right. That's, and also, if you do go to Mad Cow a lot, did you know that they have a special menu off to the side where they sell like five random things.
Oh, I each did not. Day.
Where, like, sometimes it's like a tuna fish sandwich or like a grilled chicken club. And I'm like, I always forget that because it's just off on the side. It's not next to the regular menu. And it's literally just like, it's so missable.
Yeah.
And it's literally like sometimes they have like a crispy chicken sandwich, which is actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
But like they'll just kind of randomly pick, they'll pull a Bob's That's Burger cool, and just kind of like randomly put out like five things that you wouldn't normally get.
I like that.
You know, which I can respect that. But also I'm like, bro, like put it somewhere where I can fucking see it because I forget about it every single time.
Oh my God. I have to pee again.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. No. Every That's time good... we do this.
I just need to install a urinal into the seat.
That's going to be a segment like Tyler's pee break. Like,
ding. yeah. I should just do a monologue for yeah, 2 minutes.
Once again, Tyler's pee break is my top take of the day.
Here's why Tyler's wrong about his top five.
Have you ever seen these like blind tier list rankings?
It's aspirated on my drinks.
Yeah, you're just, he's, don't mind, I'm filling. Well, yeah.
No, okay.
Have you seen these?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so the concept is like, blind tier list these five characters based on, I don't know, like the one, how likely it is you would let them date your daughter. Let's do that. And then I'm going to give you characters, but I'm going to give you one at a time. You don't know who's next, and you have to place them 1 through 5, 1 being most likely, 5 being the least likely.
Okay. But I like know who the characters are, right?
Well,
like,
I'm not going to be like, here's a character you've never heard of.
Right,
like,
okay.
So you want to try this?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay,
I'm down.
So let's
just... Should we stick to like a... Like, what do we both know well? Like,
well...
90s Cartoon Network.
I was going to say, I think I'm confident I can give you five characters you'll know.
Yep.
And you rank them 1 through 5, how likely you would be. Let them date your daughter, feels like. I mean, your daughter can date whoever she wants.
That's a lot of control right there.
Yeah, let's do...
Maybe related,
most likely to get a drink with. Someone you'd want to hang out with.
Okay.
Okay, so blind tier list. You don't know who's coming next. You're going to rank these five.
I'm just making note to edit what I just said. Sorry.
I know, that's perfect. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Number one, Mike Wazowski.
Oh. Mm-hmm. No Sully.
Just Mike.
Which honestly, I think he's better off.
Yeah, I think he's kind of carrying that.
Start off strong. No, I'm not gonna start off too strong. 2. I'm gonna start like strong enough, but I'd fuck with Mike Wazowski for sure.
You get a drink with Mike.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, he's hilarious. First of all, his sarcasm, like you know what I mean. Like I think drunker he
Legend.
Got, the better he would be. Mike Wazowski
is, you got him in your 2 slot. Okay.
Mike Wazowski's in my number 2 slot.
that's your boy. Okay.
Him and my uncle, George.
Let's go with Sandy Cheeks.
5. Dude,
5.
She seems like a stick in the mud, dude.
Whoa, putting her at 5?
Dude, and also, like, first of all, she sings country music and from Texas. I don't think I can handle
that. You don't love a country.
I'm not a country guy. I ain't a country gal. You know, I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but country's probably one of the laziest genres of music I've ever heard in my life. Now, old country's different. I'm
talking like, what's
new...
the cutoff? What's the cutoff for old country?
Who the fuck created Florida Georgia Line? That's the cutoff.
For like 2010 is your cutoff?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. Yeah. Like, that's like when I was like, wait a minute, people think this is country. Like,
maybe you were song.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, I was like, all right, cool.
Okay. So you have Mike in the 2 slot, Mike Wazowski.
Mm-hmm.
The Mikes are getting drunk. You got Sandy Cheeks in the 5. Give me... Okay. Barney. Barney.
Hmm. Now, is this... spoilers to any children listening. Barney as Barney or the like
Barney,
like,
yeah,
like
I'm not
the
talking
dude,
I'm
the
not...
dude's like taking like he's dressed in the Barney costume.
No,
he's taking
no.
the hat off and he's
the
like,
character...
oh fuck, give me a cigarette, like let me have a drink.
No, the character of Barney, I'm not talking
okay.
about Sandy Cheeks
okay.
voice.
I'm,
actor.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just
yeah.
at like that that's
no,
an element.
The
that's an
character
element.
Of Barney.
Cause like honestly, like I mean, I still think just for the fact of like people be like, is that dude fucking drinking with Barney? Like, not me being with him having a good time, but the people around us being like, why is he, you know, like, why is he having a drink with Barney?
Yeah.
I still would rate him lowest, like, 4, but above Sandy.
Okay.
Just because of the, like, you know, like, first of all, you know, I'm a married man. I can't just be going out having drinks with Sandy Cheeks.
Yeah.
With some girl with the last name Cheeks.
Yeah.
You know,
I get
you
it.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I can't be having a good time doing that.
Y'all having fun at this bar?
Yeah. but Barney, you know, I feel like he might get down.
Barney could party,
like,
so you're putting him at 4.
I'm thinking that, like, I still wouldn't want to be seen with him just in case he's a square. But,
okay.
like, I think that there's a hidden something in there that
you
he's ready to party.
Barney. Okay.
Yeah, so I would say I happily above Sandy, but still at 4.
Okay, so you have your 1 slot and your 3 slot left.
Oh, man. Already? Dang. Okay.
Next up. Darth Vader.
Ooh.
The Hitler of the galaxy. Just kidding. You were like, well, I'm not putting him at fucking 1 now.
Yeah, I was like, 6?
No. Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Does he know I put him at 3? You know what I mean? Like, does he? Is he
no,
gonna
he's
be like,
the,
oh,
the
like, you know,
he's
like,
he's like,
he does to know that like I called 2 other dudes, and then I was like, I guess I'll hang out with
no,
Darth.
He thinks he's the first call.
Oh, okay, good. Man, I feel like, you know, and I'm taking logic of like what I know of Vader, of old Darth. You know, him and I went way back. You know,
yeah,
galaxies far, far away.
Who doesn't love it?
But I feel like with a guy like him, he'd just be a buzzkill. Everything would be, you know what I mean? Like it's just like everything sucks. He's wearing all black. Everybody's just like, God, this guy's like depressing,
he's
dude.
Like, and then he said he had the high ground, and I was like, no fucking chance.
I'm like, oh my God,
like, not
dude,
this
song and dance again. You lost, Vader. You lost.
Just take
you
the L and
the
move
girl,
on,
man.
Okay, Darth Vader number 3. Okay, so that leaves only your 1 slot, so you don't get to rank this guy.
Yeah,
but I think you did the right thing leaving him open, because I had this guy in my head from the beginning. And in the future when we do this, it'll be a little more planned out. It won't be so spontaneous. Lightning McQueen.
Okay.
Lightning McQueen from Cars. That's
yeah.
your number 1. He seems like a good time.
And again, not pulling from like Owen Wilson, but like I feel like hanging out with a guy that has to have somewhat of Owen Wilson's personality, because he voices the character. I could get down with that. You know, I feel like he's like, oh man, he's like, I'm doing these kids movies. You know, like I gotta be on spot on for that. But like, we go into a bar, maybe we hit up a strip club, you know, and then one thing is another, we're just like rolling around with some chicks.
So you
know,
have...
I'm being responsible, obviously not talking to them because I'm a married man.
So you have from 5 to 1, you have Sandy Cheeks at 5, you have Barney at 4, you have Darth Vader at 3, you have Mike Wazowski at 2, and you have Lightning McQueen at 1.
If I could change any order of that, it would just be Mike and Lightning McQueen.
Lightning? So
yeah.
Mike would be number one,
okay. Lightning would be number 2, but everybody else I feel like fits right in. Like,
yeah.
Vader would be like... I wouldn't, if he was number 5 pick, he would know eventually that I'm only calling him 5th. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
Vader's also one of those guys, like, I feel like you want to hang out with him, but then, like, when you hang out with him, you're like, oh, this guy actually kind of sucks. Like, he has this cool allure about him,
mm-hmm.
but the moment it's just you and him having a drink, like you said, he's telling the same stories. It's a little
yeah.
depressing.
It's like, bro, like, I get it, man. Your face melted off. Like, it's like you're on a breathing machine.
Yeah.
Man. Like, it sucks, but, you know, you got powers, bro. Like,
yeah, I mean, you have like, the force.
Yeah, dude, you force choke. Like, you know how many chicks are into that sort of thing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could get all sorts of dudes. Like,
okay,
you got it, man. You got the style.
Okay, do you want to try and reverse it?
Yeah,
do you think you can give me five?
I think so, maybe.
Okay. You just need five characters. I'm ranking them. We'll do the same thing. Blind tier list, five people that I would go get a drink with.
Okay, well, I'm going to just start off with somebody I feel like you have to know.
Okay.
Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo. Johnny Bravo. Now, listen, I think Johnny Bravo is probably a great hang, but I think he's... I think he's making people uncomfortable a little bit. I think he's kind of, you know, hitting on women a little too aggressively, especially in this day and age.
Mm-hmm,
He'd probably be a little cool, but I don't want to go too high too early. I'm going to put Bravo at four.
Okay. That's exactly how I was hoping we were going to, because when I first was thinking, I was like, man, if you said Johnny Bravo, that would be obvious two pick at least.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, he's a bit aggressive, honestly. Like,
he's kind of scaring the hoes, you
know
what I mean?
And I can't be associated with that guy. Really.
No.
And he's weirdly close to his mom. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
people are going to be like, hey, why don't you come out, but leave your friend Johnny
Yeah, Johnny can't really come.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you guys are a package deal, but...
Yeah, I think there might be somebody worse than Johnny Bravo on this list, so I'm not willing to give him five,
okay.
But I'll put him at four.
All right, and now I'm I feel like... man, that's funny because these are ones that I'm thinking like, man, like, I feel like where would I put them on my list?
Mm-hmm.
Kermit the Frog.
Oh, you know what? I almost gave you Kermit, and I'm sorry. This is easy. He's number one,
dude.
It's
yes,
not even close.
Dude.
Kermit the Frog is number one. He's gonna be fun. He's funny. He's good with. Like, he can be appropriate when it's time to be,
yes. But
if Kermit gets a couple drinks in him, shit gets lame, he's going to let the liquor talk.
Dude,
okay?
You are literally thinking the same. I was thinking the same.
Yeah.
Like, if I had Kermit, I would literally be saying the same thing of, like, you see him in his roles, you know, like the Muppet Show. It's like, when he needs to be professional, he's ready
to be.
When he needs to be, like, goofy and, like, fun, like, man, he's all over it, dude.
Kermit the Frog, number one, no
oh,
question.
God. Like, and that just warmed my heart, dude. That was so good. So we got Bravo at four. We got Kermit at one.
Yes.
Oh, man. Kratos.
From God of War?
Yeah.
Damn it. Okay. man. Okay. Kratos. I love Kratos. As you
know. You do.
I love the God of War games. Kratos is number five, man. He's a bad hang. He's a bad hang. I just feel like he doesn't know how to have fun. Like, his son had to teach him. I just think he'll be cool, but, like, I could make, like, a joke. And Kratos would be like, why is that funny? And
I'd be he'd like, be like so like.
Yeah, he just, he's going to, I'm going to tell him a story like, and one time I got so wasted, I made such an ass of myself. And Kratos is going to be like, I lost my entire family making an ass of myself.
I jumped myself off a cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh man, my dad and I got in this fight. And he's going to be like, I actually murdered my father. And you're going to be like, well, this is a different story.
I'm still dealing with it, thanks.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Yeah,
you and Vader hook up.
Yeah, Kratos, it sucks.
Yeah,
and it's the same thing as Vader. Like, Kratos, I would, if I saw Kratos and he was at a bar with some other dudes, I'd be like, damn, I bet that guy is so sick, so cool. And then the moment I had, like, I mean, I think it would only take like 2 minutes. 2 minutes alone with him, and I'd be like, I don't want to hang out with you.
Like, I'm out, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, okay, man. I hate to put him under Johnny Bravo because I like him more than Johnny Bravo, but Johnny, if you can rein him in,
yeah,
I think he could be fun.
He could, yeah. I agree with that. Kratos is just
he's a buzzkill, man.
He's a buzzkill.
I don't want to hear about it.
It's like you're. It's like when Kratos comes out, you're like, oh, I guess like I'm just not trying to find my, you know,
yeah,
my lucky lady tonight. That's for sure.
Like, if I'm like, why does your skin look like that? He's like, these are the ashes of my bride and my daughter. I'm like, fuck.
You're like, yeah. I was like, well, I've got a scab I've been picking for the last couple weeks.
I'm like, I've also gone through things.
Like, I might ask the doctor about this mold that I saw on my leg, but
yeah, I can't. Kratos is five, man.
I honestly, that kind of surprised me a little bit. I I thought that your love for Kratos was gonna get him up there at least to three, but I respect.
I just think
down.
He's a vibe killer, man.
Yes, yeah.
So okay, I got That's two. True. That's I got true. Two and three left, which yeah. is pretty good. They're mid tier.
Yep, okay. Let's see. I'm trying to think of like what I know of you. What you, man? Like, what would be something that's kind of tough to choose between a mid-tier?
I mean, this has been tough. So, but Kermit,
yeah, is a me. I mean, that is the best number one.
Yeah, it would be so hard to compete with Kermit.
Exactly. In my mind, too, like, I can't even think of something yeah. that's better than a one. You know what I mean?
So, like, I'd have to be hanging out with, like, Conan O'Brien, who is, like, yes. just a guy.
Yeah,
not a fictional character.
Right, like, yeah. Which, I mean, 100% yeah. I'd hang out with Conan any day.
Oh, yeah, Conan.
He's probably on my, like, very small list of, like, if I ever met in real life, I'd probably lose my shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to be cool.
Like, yeah, like yeah. any other celebrity, I could. Mm-hmm. I've done it before. Like, yeah. I just, you know, you got to be cool. You got to be cool, and you just got to be professional. And like in my old role that I was in,
yeah,
you just got to be cool about it. But like, if I saw, I'd be risking my whole fucking career, being like, dude, can we hang out? Can I like buy
yeah.
a drink sometime?
I'd want to do bits.
Oh
with
yeah,
Conan.
I was like, let's just go back and forth.
Yeah,
man. Him, Steve Martin, maybe mm-hmm. Martin Short. Like those, you know, I could just be yeah. fucking with those guys all the time. I'm trying to debate if I want to go fictional or if I want to go real.
I mean, you got to go. We're doing a fictional.
Okay.
Character.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. okay. That's that eases it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh man. What's something that I feel like I can think of like top tier and bottom tier pretty easy, but. Oh, okay. Oh, God, what is his name?
Is a good start.
Fuck, I know.
I'm fucking with you.
No. Gandalf. Fuck.
Gandalf, okay.
Gandalf, yeah.
Gandalf the Grey or Gandalf the White? That's Lord of the Rings nerd. Let me,
No. I mean, it's fair.
Yeah,
though.
Gandalf's a great one.
I mean, but, like, I think it's you know, unless maybe I'm misinterpreting here, but Gandalf the Grey is very, like, wise. Gandalf the White's very powerful.
A bit of both, okay. I would say. If it's Gandalf the Grey, it's number two. If it's Gandalf the White, it's number three.
I would say Grey. That Grey is
okay.
what I'm thinking. I'm, like,
if
thinking,
we're
like,
yeah,
first.
With the hat, yeah. OG. If we're doing Gandalf the Grey, I'm going number two. He is wise, and I think he's going to be a little bit of an asshole. Like, when I'm being stupid, he's going to be like, mind yourself or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's going to whip out that pipe and he's going to blow. Pause. So he's going to smoke his pipe and he's going to blow like dragons out of it. I think Gandalf and I could cut it up. I think it would be fun. But the problem is he's so wise. Like, his stories are going to be so much better than mine. That's a case where I need to know my role. And a lot of people need to know their roles in parties. This is a tangent. Sometimes, listen, your stories aren't the best, and that's okay.
Your input's not great.
Yeah, if someone yeah. has better stories, you don't have to follow their story with a story. Go ahead and eat it. Go, this is a better story. I can't top that. Just let them tell their story. That's who I'm going to have to be with Gandalf. He's going to have some stories. I don't have to be like, man, that's crazy. Like, and just
yeah,
enjoy
that's
my drink.
Insane,
I can't be like, that's like that time I did this because it won't compare.
Yeah, especially when he starts with like, okay, 400 years ago. And
yeah.
You're like, oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was eating for breakfast 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you remember.
So to recap, I got Kermit at the one, I got Gandalf at the two, my three is open, I got Johnny Bravo at the four, and my boy Kratos at the five. Okay.
And so I think this is the one that I had been saving,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like it's very going to be good that he's in the middle because I feel like you could go either way with him.
Okay,
Wolverine.
Oh yeah, I think Wolverine's a perfect three. I think even if the board was wide open, I'm probably putting him at number three because if he doesn't have shit going on. We're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
We're going to party. We're going to drink, smoke some cigars. What's up, Logan? What's up, Tyler? We're chilling.
Yeah.
If he is like going through some shit, he's yeah. gonna be a terrible Hank. He's yeah. gonna. You know,
and, what's his girl's name that he kills in three?
What oh, is it a Jean?
Jean,
Grey?
Yeah,
yeah. Jean, he's Jean? Like, yeah, he's like Jean's fucking talking to Cyclops again. I'm gonna be like, yeah. I bet, dude. He seems way more normal than you. Right. And canonically, you're like 5'4", dude.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Wolverine is okay. a good. He's good in the three spot.
Yeah, Wolverine was probably like the second person I thought of, but I was like, I'm gonna hold back a little bit. Yeah, see. And I was actually gonna go with Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I was like, I think Wolverine is a better because Deadpool could be. You know what I mean? Like
Deadpool's the same way. I think it would be tough because initially I'd want to put him high, but
he's almost an asshole. He's an
asshole,
and also it's like he may not have better stories than you, but he's gonna
he's a one up.
He's gonna break the fourth wall to make that happen.
Yeah,
he's gonna pause time to go do something crazy and come back and be like, yeah, well, I just fucking did this. Like, what did
and
you
he's,
do?
And he's just gonna shit on me, no matter. Yeah. It could be my coolest story, whatever my number one story is. Deadpool's gonna be like, okay, well,
let me tell you why you suck.
Yeah,
yeah. I think, yeah. Oh man, so
that
you
that was fun.
Oh,
man.
Dude, that was a good time.
That was a good time.
I think that was pretty solid. Was there anybody that you were hoping that I, like me with Kermit? Was there anybody that you were hoping that I'd throw out there?
Not necessarily hoping. I was nervous when I gave Kermit my one that early. I knew he'd be tough to top, but like, if you threw like Shrek. Or Donkey from Shrek, I'd be like, oh, now hold on. Donkey feels like a great hang.
Dude.
Donkey seems like a good time.
Like he's just always positive.
Yeah,
you know?
he's just
not
talking
worried,
his
roll,
shit.
Everything rolling off his back.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing with this like blind tier list. The context matters so much because if it's someone I'm going to get a drink with, yeah, Kermit's number one.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
Donkey's up there. If it's someone I like gotta go into a fight with. I fuck with Kermit, but I don't think he's battle tested. I'm not sure he's
have you
ready.
Seen Muppet Treasure Island?
I have.
He rocks a mean sword.
I have. He can listen. I'm not
bad for an amphibian.
But I would take Kratos number
that
is one.
True. Kratos and Wolverine.
Yeah,
one and two.
Yeah, so we'll definitely have to do more of that in the future.
Oh, absolutely, dude. And just going back to my boy Kermit,
mm-hmm.
one of my favorite lines in a movie ever is Kermit's line in the Muppet version of A Christmas Carol when he says that life is a series of meetings and partings.
Yeah.
Oh, that just one line there is just insane. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it gets you in the heart.
Yeah, life is a series of meetings and partings, and that's just the way of it. Oh, God. Every time at Christmas, I'm like, fuck, Kermit, yeah. So I'm like,
I need to be alone.
Yeah, I am usually. Jess watched it with me once. She was like, that was pretty good.
She's like, that was funny. Like, you don't get it.
And then, like. Oh, but again, I was like, I don't know how much you fucked with them, but like, I almost threw out like one of the Ninja Turtles, you know?
It would
but,
depend
like,
on
any
the...
one of them. It's like they would each be a different number. Mikey, top, 100%. Leonardo, 2, easily.
Okay.
Raphael, I mean, he would be at 3 because I feel like he could go either way. He could either be a dick the whole time or he could just be, you know, like, let's fucking drink and
he's
party.
He's Wolverine vibes.
And Donnie is just like, he's a fucking geek. He'd be 5. Honestly, it'd be like, I'd hang out with
Master Splinter before
I hang out with Donnie.
My number one in those would be Leo over Mikey.
Mikey's dope, and
I get the appeal. Leonardo's always been my guy, but it's probably because I have like a hero complex.
I believe I can be
the main character.
I get it, man. I feel like Leo to me, if just getting a drink or like partying, like he might be a little too stoic. He might be a little too serious.
Yeah.
You know, I'd still choose him over the
Raphael
the other,
and
yeah.
Donatello.
But, you know, it's in the song. Mikey's a party dude.
Mikey is a party dude,
yeah.
And he would be fun. I feel like Mikey would, at some point, he'd have some energy where I'm like, you need to chill out.
You're like, okay, dude, we're winding down
yeah.
now.
Leo, I feel like he can get a little loose, but also when it's time to be serious, he can be serious.
He's rocking it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh.
Man.
Dude, that was fun as hell.
This was a good vibe, man. I think that's a good first episode. We put a little cap on it here, a little bow.
Yeah, buddy.
I wanna thank you specifically, Mike, for going on this journey with me. We're going to do a lot of these.
So happy.
And if nobody listens, we're having fun. And that's what matters.
Dude, you know what I also think would be really fun?
What's that?
To like you know how like comedian mm-hmm. friends.
Yeah.
We're both into that sort of thing. Yeah. Like they always try their bits on, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, like I'm going to workshop my bit. And then like your friends are kind of like, oh, he's obviously doing a bit, but like, let's fucking humor him because he needs to know if this is funny.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I feel like we should workshop our bits.
We can absolutely 100%.
I mean, it might be difficult with just two of us in here, but I, you know what I mean.
No, like, but I think we can do that. I need some time.
You know what I mean. Like,
no,
I
don't know if you. There's a podcast I really like called Working It Out that Mike Birbiglia does.
Yes,
at the end.
Dude, Mike Birbiglia is so, he's one of my favorites.
Iconic, dude.
I fucking love him. I still quote one of his like jokes all the time, and people, I feel bad because then I have to go into it because I think people think that I, like, they're like, oh man, that's so funny that you said that.
And I'm
like,
no. Yeah.
Because like anytime I see water, I'm like, okay, but what really happened? Like, who really got hurt? Like, it's only water. You know, it's like, well, historically, a lot of terrible things happen in water, you know?
Yeah, dude.
And then they're like, oh man, that's so true, Mike. You said that. Like, when I'm like talking about Joey Bag of Donuts. And they're just like, wow, you knew that guy personally. That's your joke. And I'm like, okay, well, back up here. Dude, this has been such a good time, man.
Yes, it
I'm
has.
I'm so ready for it. And as we've been sitting here thinking, I know, like, when we first started, we're like, oh, do we just go into it? What do we talk about? What should we? I'm like, I'm now thinking of all, I'm like, oh, man, okay. I'm opening up doors of possibilities
Same.
Of things of, like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm all for this.
We're gonna do a lot more of these. What is the email? MyTie@gmail.com. MyTiePodcast@gmail.com. That's MyTie@gmail.com.
MyTiePodcast@gmail.com.
Right. I can never do the reads. It's
no,
gotta just be Mike. But yeah, send us ideas, send us whatever. Like we will talk about any and everything. We don't know what this is gonna be yet, but we are gonna keep doing it and see what happens.
Oh hell, dude, I'm just like I'm just going to be writing, like, I'm just going to brain dump. I'm like, duh. Okay, we're going to do this. Maybe it'll be fucking stupid, but, like, let's incorporate this somehow.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Next time.
Hell yeah,
next
dude.
Time on my time.
Check out next time. Make sure to smash that subscribe button on my time.
People do still do the bullhorn.
Yeah. I'll download the app on my phone.
Right, yeah. Is it still a thing? Oh, such a pleasure to be on the show with you, man.
And love back you. At episode. You, man. I love you, brother.
I love you too, man. It's so
there
good.
There we go.
Till next time, man.
Till next time.